Love is a moment and a lifetime. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California with instant illumination. Love is a moment and a lifetime. You know, we are so familiar with looking at problems in our life that we forget that as soon as we stop looking at the problem, it disappears. If you think about when you were a child and the problems that you had when you were a child, and you had lots of them, and you don't remember any of them now, basically. You remember one or two that you were told about, but you don't really remember them. We do not remember our problems. They are like they never were, which is a lovely thing. We do not remember. We remember the lovely things. We remember our first kiss.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And our second, third, and fourth. And we remember all of the joyous experiences that happened to us. We remember all of the meaningful things that happened to us because it just made our life sparkle and made it come alive. See, so love is a moment and a lifetime. And anything other than that has no reality. So think about love. Think about love. Think how love was really quite just a moment. It was not hours and hours of love, you know. You don't sit there looking at each other and say, oh, you're wonderful, for instance. No. You just, every once in a while, when you look over at your sweetheart, you say, great, you know, great. And then when you look away and you do something else, you completely forget about the person. You're doing whatever you're doing. And then when you look back and see the person, you say, wow, you know, what a wonderful, wonderful person. How delighted I am to be privileged to have that person in my life. And I am going to do everything in my capacity to be not worthy of it or to be beneficial to her, but to be my very best at all times. And if you are your very best at all times, are you going to be the kind of person that your beloved loves?
You bet.
The only person your beloved loves is you being your very best. Now, marriages break up because we stop being our very best. We stop having that priority. We start letting things slide. We start taking things for granted. We stop loving. Now, we can never really stop loving in the sense of the word that love means. Love means an uncomplicated, unpossessed, untouchable, non-judgmental attitude that we have towards one another. See, those things fit everywhere. And we're one-pointed about it. However, when we cease to be one-pointed, we're not loving. When we cease to be judgmental or touchable, we're not loving. Do you know that if your dog loves you, you can tickle him, you can throw him around, you can do everything with him, and he'll never bite you, even though it might hurt him? Now, if your dog doesn't love you, and he feels angry with you, your dog, if a dog doesn't love you and feels angry with you and feels that you're going to do something bad, he will come at you with bared teeth, and he will be ready to bite you. Now, people, as I said, who want to come and rob a house, they bring dog goodies along. And they feed the dog goodies to the dog, say, oh, what a nice puppy, oh, what a nice puppy, oh, what a good dog, what a good dog. You know, it's just what the dog wants to hear. And so the dog is chomping away, saying, here, the keys are under the mat there. Go right on in, help yourself. And of course, I'm not trying to encourage people to be thieves, you know. But I'm just saying, it doesn't matter who you are. You can be a good person, bad person by other people's ways of looking at you, but are you being your best? Is that thief being his best? He sure is. He's putting a cause in motion to be successful in what he does, and that's great. Now, love is a moment and a lifetime, because you were, how many times were you kissed the first time? Ha ha ha! No, 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 no,
no.
How many times were you kissed the first time?
One time.
One. Okay, now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How many times were you kissed the first time? She's going into ecstatics here about all of the many loves that she has. Okay, but how many times were you kissed the first time? Once. You only remember that once. Now, was that a lingering kiss where you were doing French kissing and doing all these other silly things? Or was that just a kiss, a meaningful kiss that was stolen almost, you know, mm-hmm. and sort of secretive and perhaps the first for both of you, you know? And you think to yourself, he kissed me. And he doesn't know how to kiss, and you don't know how to kiss, but he kissed me, you know? And he maybe slipped across my lips and hit my cheek or something, you know? You know how your first kiss is. It's usually very not professional. So, you see, the thing is, love is a moment, but the moment lasts a lifetime. That first kiss, you'll always remember, and nothing can compare to it. Nothing can compare to it because it was a breakthrough. It was a breakthrough from the point that you were whoever you were, whatever type of family you came from, whether they showed emotions or love or anything. But then here you found this person that wants to put his arms around you, wants to put her arms around you. You know, I know I was watching something the other day. Must have been a movie, I'm not sure, but and I still don't remember, but this woman was kissing this man, and she had her arms down by her side, and she was kissing this man, and then in the next picture her arms are up as she's kissing another man. She has a different feeling about this other man than she did about the first man. The first man, her arms were down by her side. It was just a political kiss, so to speak. But the next kiss, she was putting her arms around him and he had his arms around her. I mean, there was a meaningful kiss. Now, if her first kiss had been just a political kiss, do you call kissing your mother your first kiss? No. Do you call kissing your brother your first kiss? Or your aunt? Or somebody else? Or do you call kissing someone who is ill your first kiss? Your first kiss is when someone who loves you, or at least who thinks they love you, and you think you love them, and you kiss. That's the real first kiss. The first kiss is not just when you kiss your dog. You ever kiss your dog? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Ellen's always smooching with her dog. And Ingeborg, do you ever kiss Blackie?
Mm-hmm.
No? Well, why don't you try it sometime? Give Blackie a big couple of smooches right on the top of the head and watch what changes in your relationship. Watch what changes in your relationship. Blackie, instead of being selective on the times he lets you pet him and not, is going to always be right in your back pocket.
He is already.
He is already. Okay. Well, that's good. But when we really love, whoever we love is in our back pocket. Is in our pocket, back or front, but is in our pocket because what they are, they feel wanted, loved, and delighted in, and we too feel that way. So that's human love, and love is a moment, and love is a lifetime. Well, tonight, in our Absolute Philosopher, we're going to have love again is a moment and a lifetime. And let's see what we do with it. Well, have a lovely afternoon, and I love you, I love you, I love you.